Ever feel like you're just drowning in information these days? Like, there's just so much to learn, new skills to master. It can be overwhelming, right?
Yeah, definitely.
In traditional online learning, you know, the webinars and such, sometimes it's just more the same. Passive, isolating, hard to fit into our busy lives. But what if there was a different way? That's what we're looking at today, this idea of cohort-based courses. Some are even calling it a revolution in how we learn online.
Interesting.
And to help us navigate this new world, we have our expert with us today. So we're not just going to talk about what these courses are, but the why. Why are people so excited about them?
Yeah, it's an interesting shift for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, you're right. Just the amount of information out there is crazy. It can be paralyzing. And I think cohort-based courses, they offer something different, you know, a way to cut through all that noise and actually engage with what you're learning.
Okay, so let's break that down a bit. What exactly is a cohort-based course? It's not just another webinar,
And you
remote.
got it. It's way more than that. It's not just passively watching videos. You're part of a group, all learning the same stuff at the same pace.
So like a study group, but online.
Kinda, yeah. But there's a real structure to it, you know. You've got expert instructors, a curriculum, and the community aspect is huge. It's not about recreating a physical classroom online, but using tech to make learning, well, better.
That community aspect really jumps out, especially reading through the research you shared,
It's fascinating stuff.
talking about how important that social connection is for learning, something about our brains actually craving it, right?
Exactly. And one of the articles even cited a study, students in these cohort-based courses, they were something like 38% more likely to actually finish the course.
38%, that's a huge difference.
It is, and it all comes back to that feeling of connection. We're social creatures, right? So
Yeah.
when we learn together, there's that built-in motivation. We retain information better. It just sticks.
Totally. It's like those aha moments, you know?
Yeah.
They usually happen when you're bouncing ideas off someone else, not just sitting alone with a textbook.
100%. And that's what these courses are designed to do, create those moments. Imagine being able to ask a question right there, get feedback directly from the instructor, or even just chat with others on the same journey.
Yeah, it's like having a built-in support system, a network. No more feeling like just a face in the crowd on a Zoom call.
Exactly. And this brings us to another key element, live instruction. Now, before you think, ugh, not another boring lecture, this is different, trust me.
Okay, yeah, I was wondering about that. How do they make those live sessions different?
Well, it's about creating that energy. You know, like the source material actually mentioned Tony Robbins, the entrepreneur, leading a live talk as part of a cohort-based entrepreneurship course.
Tony Robbins teaching online. That's a far cry from those stuffy lectures, huh?
And it goes to show the kind of instructors you might find in these courses. But it's not just about the big names, it's about creating a good experience for everyone, the whole cohort.
So it's not Tony up there just talking for an hour straight.
Not even. It's about that back and forth, you know, encouraging questions, making it a space where people actually want to share their thoughts. Remember that idea of collective intelligence?
Right. That really stuck out to me from the research. It's not just about learning from the instructor, but with everyone else too.
Yeah, you got it. One article even had this example of a student who was stuck, couldn't figure out how to apply this marketing concept to her business. But then talking with her cohort, getting different perspectives from totally different industries, sparked something. She had this breakthrough for her own company.
See, that's what I love hearing real-world results, not just theory, but actually using what you learn.
Totally. And that's where the structure of these courses is key. It's not just about showing up to live sessions. You've got projects, discussions, even mentorship sometimes.
So it's a lot more holistic than, say, just watching a few videos and calling it a day.
Oh, yeah, way more. The research really highlighted that practical application piece, like developing a business plan, designing a whole marketing campaign, even writing code all within the course.
That makes sense. But how do they make sure, you know, with everyone's busy lives, that people actually stay on track?
That's the beauty of that cohort structure. Having those live sessions scheduled, deadlines for projects, and of course, the support from everyone else keeps you accountable.
Like a study group that actually works, huh?
Exactly. And we can't forget the tech that makes this all possible. They specifically mentioned watch and learn.
Right. Watch and learn. Is that just another video call thing?
Way more than that. Imagine a platform that's got the live video, yeah, but also spaces to work together, tools to manage projects, even social networking features built in.
So it's like a one-stop shop for the whole experience.
Exactly that. Designed to make those connections stronger, give you easy access to resources, the whole nine yards. And because it's made for this kind of learning, it's got stuff your typical online course platform wouldn't even think of.
Okay, this is all sounding pretty impressive, but let's be real, the cost. Is this just another thing for people who can already afford it?
I get it. That's a valid concern. And it was something the research touched on. Yeah, some of these courses can be pricey. But there's a real push right now to make them more accessible.
So it's not just for, you know, the privileged few.
Not at all. More and more places are seeing how valuable this kind of learning is. Scholarships, payment plans, even completely free courses. It's out there.
That's great to hear. So we've talked about the social side, the structure, the tech, anything else that really makes these courses stand out.
One thing we haven't mentioned yet is how this affects the instructors. The research actually highlighted how rewarding this kind of teaching can be.
Oh, interesting. I haven't thought about it from their side.
Right. Imagine instead of talking at a screen full of faces, you're actually having this dynamic back and forth with engaged students.
It's got to be way more energizing, that's for sure.
Totally. And since these cohorts are usually smaller, instructors can give more personalized feedback. It's a more fulfilling way to teach, I'd imagine.
So it's win-win. Students and instructors get more out of it.
Exactly. And that ties back into the whole learning revolution idea.
Yeah.
This isn't just about putting courses online. It's about changing how we think about education, period.
It's about moving away from that old school lecture-heavy model and making it, well, more collaborative.
Absolutely. Everyone's got something to bring to the table, right?
Yeah.
And we understand things better when we're learning with each other, not just being talked at.
Love that. Okay, so for our listeners who are now like, all right, sign me up, what should they actually look for when choosing a course? What makes one really stand out?
That's the million-dollar question. A few things come to mind. First off, it has to be a good fit.
Right, finding something you're actually interested in makes sense. What else should people keep in mind?
Look at the curriculum itself. Is it well-organized? Does it strike a balance between, like, the theory and actually doing something with it?
Right, like that example we talked about, applying marketing stuff to real businesses.
Exactly. Who wants to be stuck with just textbook stuff?
For sure.
And the instructor is huge. Are they passionate about the topic? Do they know how to make online discussions actually good? You want someone who can make everyone feel comfortable, you know?
It's like the difference between a coach who inspires you and one who's just reading a manual.
Totally.
So, curriculum, instructors. What about the tech? We talked about watch and learn, but there's got to be others. What makes a good platform?
Yeah, the platform can make it or break it. It's got to be more than just video calls, right? Look for stuff like interactive whiteboards, maybe breakout rooms for smaller groups, easy ways to share stuff and give each other feedback.
So it's like a virtual classroom, but designed for this, for collaboration.
Exactly. And it's not just having those features, but how smoothly it all works.
No.
The last thing you want is to be fighting with the tech when you're trying to have a deep conversation about the material.
Oh, that's the worst. All right, so to wrap things up here, it sounds like these cohort-based courses, they're doing something really different with online learning. More social, more engaging, and ultimately more effective. But for folks used to that old way, it might seem like a big change. What would you say to someone who's, you know, on the fence about trying it out?
I'd say, think about a time you learned something new and it really stuck with you. Chances are it wasn't just you alone in a room. You were probably talking to people, sharing ideas, trying things out in real life. That's what these courses do well.
It's like rediscovering why we like learning in the first place, not just like checking a box off a list.
Exactly. It's about being part of something, getting new perspectives, and understanding things on a whole other level.
Well said. This has been a fascinating deep dive, to say the least. Lots to think about.
It really has.
And for our listeners, here's something to chew on. What's one thing you've always wanted to learn more about? Could a cohort-based course be the way to do it? That's all the time we have for this episode of The Deep Dive. Until next time, stay curious.